The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and every day we get a little bit more to talk about. So let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, and now a podcast star. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message if Aaron likes it. Now that he's a celebrity, he might be, not as likely to read it, but he's happy to read your messages. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. And of course, you can text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do. Put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
I'll go percent 90. I think we're going to have live sports on during the show, which I'm kind of excited about. I'm good. I'm excited for today.
Yeah, I am too. I'm also excited for our buddy Aaron. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to his appearance on the producer's podcast, but
I did not.
He came off like he knew what he was talking about.
Good for him. What is the producer's podcast? Pardon my asking.
Tell him, Aaron.
So Jason Barrett from Barrett Sports Media has a gentleman named Dimitri Ravanos who talks to different producers around the country. Before me, he had a guy who was Mike and Mike's producer and then Mike Florio's producer when they were doing pro football talk on the radio on NBC Sports. He just talks to a different producer each week about what their job entails, and especially lately, what the heck are shows doing without sports.
All right. And what do you guys talk about?
What our show's doing? Yeah, our show and us not having a problem, and most of the shows on our station never really having a problem with anything like that because we're built around entertaining first and foremost, whether it's sports or beer or brisket or boobs or whatever.
All right, then. Well, good to know.
Yeah, and he talked a lot about, because your MMA expertise, it was easy for us when MMA came back, and because you're able to get so many guys, and how all these other stations are having to act like they know what they're talking about with MMA. And it was some really good insight. It's about, what, 29 minutes, I guess, something like that, 26 minutes?
Yeah, right around there.
And yeah,
oh, I might be able to listen to that.
Well, yeah, if it had been over 30 minutes, there's no way I'm listening to you, Aaron.
Count me out. But yeah, that's a solid time.
Yeah, so I retweeted it earlier in the day, so you can just check my timeline if you want to check it out. But, wait till our show's over, obviously.
Well, but, yeah. What are you going to do, listen to the Aaron podcast before you listen to our show? That'd be crazy. No offense.
Yeah. That would defeat the whole purpose of him becoming a star now. But, yeah, it was really good. Both of them had some interesting insights, and I enjoyed it. So good job, Aaron. Told you that earlier in the day, but you really came off well on that thing. So nicely done, sir.
Well, thank you.
What's going on with you, Mr. Hoffman?
Listen, every day is kind of the same. I'm dealing a lot with our big announcement for tomorrow's show. We'll have a big announcement on tomorrow's episode of what's going on with the station. But kind of crossing T's and dotting I's and stuff like that. I had a call with ESPN today to see, what I'd like to get from them as far as support goes. Like, what they basically saying, how can we make your station better right now during these crazy times? So, went over some interesting ideas, and they were genuinely interested in what I thought would work. So that was kind of a cool little, I guess we call them meetings. I don't know what it is. It's a cool little teleconference, but it's kind of business as usual. It's just weird because I'm doing it from my house, I guess.
Yeah, I had a couple things that I'm working on for you know, long-term deals for our station. So I've been a little busy with that today. But last night, guess what I finally did for the first time? Won one of those damn tournaments on that Poker Bros site.
Oh, look at you. Look at you, Fred. You finally made it.
I've been second, in all these tournaments, and last night I finally got heads up and won. And
how many people are playing in those, would you guess?
I think there were 17 or 18 last night. You know, sometimes there's over 20. It just depends on the night. When I signed up, right at 8 o'clock, and there were 10 of us, and I was like at a table by myself for a hand.
Hey, that's not bad. Can't lose
there.
But
then it filled up. No, can't lose any chips. And it went really well. I got into a three-way all-in with Kings against Ace King and, don't laugh, Ace 2, and tripled up. And I don't know what Ace 2 is doing there, but I'm happy to take the chips.
Well, you appreciate them having that hand, at least, when Ace King is there.
Ace 2,
Ace 3, maybe Ace 2, Ace 3, Ace 5 should all be playing that.
Yeah, I'd be totally fine with that. But so that got me to about 7,000 chips, and from there it was just a matter of be patient and wait for hands. And then when we got down to three-handed, I was a short stack, but I just kept grinding and grinding and grinding, and finally we all got about equal and got in with had Jack 5 in the big blind and Jack 5 3 flop, and the one guy bet, so I shoved instantly, and he called me with Jack 6, and so I my two pair held up, and I got a big lead heads up, and the guy heads up was really, I mean, that was a good battle, man. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I had a big lead. He came back, took the lead, and then I got a couple hands and finally won one. So all these seconds were getting frustrating. So not a ton of money or anything, but it was nice to be able to finish first for once.
That is always nice.
And then I played cash and added another hundo to the total. So
You're just balling out of control these days.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't been playing much, and I just decided last minute, last night, I was just kind of, I don't know why, I was really bummed about everything. Well, I there's a couple reasons why, but I decided, you know, man, I'm just going to go in with a good mindset and see if I can't win a damn tournament and apply myself for once and not sit there and drink the whole time. And so I did, and it worked.
And that worked?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hell of a thing, that not drinking. And applying yourself. Who would have thought that'd be the key?
Yeah, if you put some effort into it and don't do anything stupid, don't be over aggressive. Yeah, who knew that would work? But yeah, so it was fun, and you know, I don't know if I'll play tonight or tomorrow or whatever. But it's just it's always kind of last minute when I decide to do it, and just wanted to do it last night and had some fun. And you know, it's a good thing Jerry's got going, gives people something to do. Played with a lot of cool people, a lot of listeners, and you know, we had fun chatting and just. A good time. So, but that's about all I have to report. Nothing else positive going on.
Yeah, I saw
although
this.
Although I did.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Before the show started, I saw this tweet by obviously a Texans fan. The CEO of avoiding sacks, Deshaun Watson. And then I retweeted and I was like, the guy, he literally was the most sacked quarterback in the league last year. First place. The most sacked quarterback in the league. We can't go around calling people the CEO of avoiding sacks when he is the most sacked QB in the league. It doesn't, no matter how cool the highlight is where he's running around and he gets away from five tackles, you can't call a guy the CEO of evading sacks when he is the most sacked guy in the league. Texans fans, they never fail to entertain, I suppose.
Hashtag fake news.
Very fake news.
I mean, how do you come up with that?
And it's not a knock. I mean, a lot of good quarterbacks get sacked a lot. You know who the second most sacked quarterback in the league was last year? Russell Wilson. There's a lot of great things to say about Russell Wilson. Calling him the CEO of avoiding sacks would not be where I would start. My compliments. It just wouldn't make much sense, would it?
Oh, man. Well, if he's CEO, then I'm guessing that company is in bankruptcy right now.
Like, that's like, you know, Tom Brady didn't totally suck last year, but no one would go around saying Tom Brady last year was the CEO of the deep ball. No? No, he wasn't that. I mean, it's... I don't understand it, but... That fandom is a funny thing.
Well, I mean, I love the guy, and he's, you know, yes, he's got great escapability as much as anybody in the league. And you can highlight that and say, wow, look at Deshaun Watson escaping this. But that's just going a bit far. Let's just totally ignore the fact that he was sacked how many times over the last 2 years? I mean, let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Well, but, did you want to combine the 2 years to see if it changed where he fit in the rankings?
No, because I know he was number one 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was.
By a bunch.
So he would still be number one and solidly. 120 sacks in the last 2 years.
Let's see. Let me average that out. Wow, that's a lot.
It seems high. It seems high.
Now, if you want to call him the CEO of Bill O'Brien's boring offense.
Cool. I'll allow that.
Oh, here's a good one. Will Fuller is the CEO of evading injury from Robert Tomball.
He's the CEO of toughness.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Of soft tissue. You're right. CEO of soft tissue. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I think that, you know, there's a lot of places we can go with that. People asking about the fights, are they on ESPN Plus or ESPN
Plus
tonight? Okay, so if you've got ESPN Plus, you're good to go, which I do. So I'll be watching. Did we find out what time they start?
5 o'clock.
Oh wow.
Yep.
So very early.
Yeah. Yep. And our boy Ike, first fight of the night. So hopefully he gets in there and makes something happen.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. He just seems like such a fun guy and an easy guy to root for. So it would be really great if he could get that thing off to a fast start and get himself a victory. Did you wind up doing a pregame package?
I posted my picks for free on the forums in pregame.
Oh, cool.
I'll actually probably just post them up on Twitter as well, just so I don't have to, you know, send people anywhere.
DeAndre Hopkins is apparently the CEO of Baby Mamas, according
he
to
He is certainly the CEO of Baby Mamas. He's got a lot of them, according to the coach.
Now, maybe you could go over a few of those fights for the people at, say, 4:30 or something, so that for those who aren't on Twitter or whatever, and since you gave them out for free, just give them a couple plays for our beloved listeners.
All right. You
know, that might be nice.
I mean, I got time.
Speaking of which,
you know, yeah. I figure we can squeeze it into the show today.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll be here for the next almost 3 hours now.
You're the CEO of Bad MMA Picks. How's that?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to love this.
I haven't had a losing MMA card in a long time. I did have a push on this last one, but I've probably gone 5 or 6 cards in a row that I finished in the black. So hopefully that continues.
Nope, that makes you the CEO of Bad Picks, AJ. Sorry.
That's right.
Well, if this is gonna be our thing. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number, and we'll talk about this at 5 o'clock, but I decided to go ahead and do the communications workshop for everybody on Sunday because a lot of people kept asking me about it. So I'll kind of give you some details what it's about.
You're the CEO of Bad Communication.
I am. I am terrific at that, as a matter of fact, that bad communication. But it is something that I used to do seminars for law firms and ad sales staff, all kinds of things on this. So it's something that will benefit you even if you're not that interested in radio. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I got to tell you about my good friends over at Carbach. Glad to have them on board, of course, and they're glad to help out in the community. They're always doing something, even when we're not in the middle of a pandemic. They're doing things to help out the community, and obviously this time is no different. Their restaurant is finally back open, albeit on a limited basis. Obviously, like most restaurants, but they've got great food, and you'll be able to enjoy some of that great beer on tap right there at Carbach's facility. They've been working really hard behind the scenes to make sure that everywhere is stocked with Carbach during this thing. Nobody's gonna go to the grocery store and be like, oh my god, I can't get any Carbach. They've worked really hard to make sure their production was up for this, and now they're able to sit back and you know share the beers with you. Make it out to Carbach. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to find out when things will kind of be getting back to normal for them. But make sure you get out to the restaurant, have yourself a beer, and when you do have yourself a beer, make sure it's a Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Boy, the texters can be cruel, A.J.
Oh, boy.
Lance Zierlein is the CEO of Brisket.
Oh, guys. Why? Why are we going there?
Man. That is so uncool. I can't believe you would text in something like that. I mean, my goodness.
Did that come from my number? Can you tell? Just delete it if it did.
512. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, oh, God, it is me.
Oh, man. Bill O'Brien, CEO of NFL GMs.
Yeah, that's right. CEO of the Texans.
Yeah, yeah. And CEO of trades, too.
I mean, that's right. CEO of not getting screwed over in trades. CEO of making people look foolish in trades.
Well, there you have it.
Suckers.
Yeah, what are the odds this is a theme all day?
Probably.
Yeah, some NFL news for the people. Did you see what the Florida governor said? Not just NFL, but pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Says,
come on.
Teams that can't play in their states are welcome here. And says, you have a team in a league in an arena that just won't operate, we'll find a place for them here in Florida. Of course, you have to deal with Florida, man.
That's a scary thought.
But he says, our people are starved to have some of this back in our lives. I think we can certainly do it in a way that's safe. Is it ever safe in Florida?
That's what I'm saying. Really? State with Florida, yeah. Man and alligators, you're going to do it safe? Right.
Just another way for the Ronin to kill you.
Yep.
So,
like, let's just say for a second you found yourself in sort of an apocalypse, like a zombie apocalypse. Is there any place you'd want to be less than Florida?
No. In fact, I'd prefer Antarctica.
I might too. You might last longer.
Yeah, exactly. Those damn zombies aren't going to be able to deal with that ice. I always thought that would be my the two ways that I would avoid the zombie apocalypse would be to just go to an island and clear out all the zombies there, because they ain't going to learn how to. Those guys aren't going to suddenly learn how to sail. And either that, or I figure the extreme cold would probably kill zombies.
I don't think it does though. North. I would just go to West Texas, where there's nobody around.
Yeah, yeah. Robert says, I think I'm officially done betting against the dinos.
Dude, have you been fading the dinos? What's wrong with you? What are you, a fool? Dinos win again last night, Fred. Aaron. Yeah, that's right. Crank it up. The dinos cannot be stopped, my man. One loss on the season. They are a force, and we all know what tonight is, Fred.
Dino night?
Well, I mean, yes, but more importantly, guess who takes the mound tonight for the Dinos?
Oh,
Ku-Chang Mo. Oh! Let's go get him, Ku-Chang Mo.
Yeah, you should form the Ku-Chang clan and root for him.
Oh, that's a really good nickname. If I'm ever in a game, that's what I'm going to hold up a sign, and that'll be the section.
There you go. See, every now and then I am able to contribute something, so just get the T-shirt before everybody else. We know how that works. Some more NFL stuff that, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. But the NFL is preparing to play. The season is scheduled with increased protocols and all that, but they have not ruled out moving the three California teams to other stadiums, which Las Vegas being probably where the LA teams would go. I don't think it's just going to be California is the problem. I mean, I'd be surprised if Seattle is playing football then too.
I kind of would be too.
You know, because and we're talking about like-minded states for the most part. So,
but let's also, I mean, for Seattle, wouldn't it make sense to, you know, if we're looking at some sort of a schedule where travel, we're trying to do minimal travel, and there's not going to be fans in stadiums. Like, wouldn't it make sense to put all the teams in one division, like have them play in one sort of centralized stadium?
Yeah, well, that's what I was talking about yesterday, like, or just have certain cities where, you know, that are close geographically, like Dallas. You mentioned use their four stadiums and have four games in Dallas and do some things like that. I think it would make sense to, you know, if you're not going to have fans and you're not going to be traveling much, does it really matter what stadium you're playing in?
Not really.
Yeah.
You know, I heard John this morning talking about, for baseball purposes, kind of the same thing. Like, I mean, everybody could go to, because suddenly Arlington has two stadiums, and it doesn't really matter. If there's no fans in them, there could be games. You could have doubleheaders in both stadiums. You could play how many games could you bang out in a week? I mean, that's a lot of playing time without hardly any travel. Just have them play round robin.
I still like the idea of, especially since it's not going to be a full season, just put, you know, bunch of your teams in Florida and a bunch of your teams in Arizona and play in those stadiums.
I think that's a good call, and I honestly think that's the way it probably ends up going.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it's not going to matter if you can't play at Minute Maid Park because nobody's going to be able to go anyway. But I think at least now we're seeing some plans, although I don't know if you saw this, but your buddy Trevor Tyler Bauer did an hour-long video about why the owner's proposal is so awful.
Nah, I didn't watch that, certainly. Again, one's going to feel sorry for players right now for not getting their
hundreds of millions. No, this is a really bad time. This is one of those times where maybe everybody should just shut up and keep it behind closed doors. Because this ain't the time to look like a greedy bastard.
It really isn't.
And, you know, frankly, listen, I appreciate that the guy's outspoken and I like that he's different, but it just strikes me as tone deaf. And the people don't want to hear that crap. And Mark Teixeira coming out said he'd play for pennies on the dollar. Well, you can't really play anymore, Mark, but that's what people want to hear.
Why not? Let him play.
Yeah, he's probably better than some of those cats out there.
That's right.
Although I don't know if he's still been on his cycle.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah, well. I didn't use the word steroids.
Evan Gattis says, I'll play for pennies on the dollar. Yeah. Let's have a league of guys who will play for pennies on the dollar.
I love it.
We'll call them scabs.
Is it any worse than watching Korean baseball?
I mean, come on. Don't be disrespectful on such a big night, on Koo Chang Mo's big night, Fred. Let's.
Yeah. I didn't mean to disrespect the Koo Chang clan.
And I think they have the Wiz again tonight, and Lance Zierlein is a Wiz fan. Oh, it's going to be so glorious tomorrow when I get to rub it in his face, in his Wiz-covered face.
Oh, man. Tim said there's no known cases of COVID on Hawaii's Big Island. Why not have all the sports there, safe, insulated, and everybody likes Hawaii? Do they have enough stadiums would be my question.
Yeah, that's probably the issue.
Because especially, I mean, you've got to have, you can't just play 24 hours a day and have like a game and then another game and another game. I mean, you've actually got to have enough stadiums to make, and they don't have a Major League Baseball stadium. So, you know, and it, NFL, I think there's one stadium there. I just don't think you could do it. It's makes sense, but you got to have. I think you have to have at least four stadiums because to have games in one place, especially for football. Like if you're going to do football like that, I think you need to be able to have four places where guys can go and play. Now maybe you can just go play at a high school field, but Yeah, now you're getting into where, okay, it's one thing to play at a small college stadium. Now, of course, there's plenty of great high school stadiums here.
Yeah.
But
I mean, really, what – I mean, 100 yards is 100 yards. What you need is the setup to, like, where you can hook up all the television equipment. Like,
right.
That's what's priority. It's got to be set up for that.
Yeah, and that's one thing that high school stadiums probably don't have, even these $80 million palaces, is all the stuff that you need for, you know, ESPN and Fox and all these broadcast crews to go in there and do the game. And obviously the reason you're playing it is for TV, so everything has to kind of fit what they want. All right, well, let's take a break, guys. I have some surprising odds for you when we come back, if you're interested.
All right.
And we'll do that. We got a lot more to get to. You can give the people your UFC picks. And we'll do all that when we return. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody asked, guys, would the NFL PA be concerned with field conditions too? That's why it'd have to be a place. Somebody asked, why not Houston? Because you've got Rice Stadium and NRG and TDECU and BBVA. I'm sure that would be an issue, would be the field conditions. But all of those have pretty good fields, so I think they'd be okay. But, yeah, if you limit it, because I don't think – I mean, now that Florida said, hey, come here, I'm sure you can put plenty of games there. And you can also – but you could also, like, there's enough stadiums in Arizona, between Arizona and Vegas – that you could have four, of those. You could have four in Dallas. You could have four here. I mean, because I think Texas will be the next one to make that pronouncement, just knowing the politics here. Although Abbott's been a lot more restrained than I thought he would be.
Yeah,
there's no question. But I would almost assure you that by the fall, that Texas will be open to these events, just like Florida and Arizona are. And between those three places, you could handle everybody. So I think it could happen. I mean, I think it's going to be weird no matter how they do it. But, I mean, that would make a lot of sense. You wouldn't have as much travel. And, you know, there's enough stadiums to use. Somebody asked, how would it be with baseball having all independent TV networks for most teams? I'm sure their TV networks would – like, I think I'm sure AT&T Sportsnet would be there doing all the Astros games.
You know what my guess would be? I'm betting they wouldn't be. I'm betting that they would be back here in studio basically calling a live feed of the game.
Yeah, that's possible. And most people wouldn't notice the difference.
Nope.
Because, I mean, that happens a lot, by the way, in especially soccer. I know Glenn's done games from here.
Yep.
So, and you can't tell. I mean, Glenn's a pro, but you can't tell that he's not there. So, yeah, I you're right. They'd probably do something like that and, you know, just use whatever, you know, one feed that whatever network's doing or MLB or whatever and do it that way. That would make a lot of sense. Chuck in Texas says, Nugget opens up next week. Also, thank you for taking my chips last night.
I mean, let's say the Nugget opens up next week and you go over there. Don't you have to quarantine for like 2 weeks once you get home?
Well, yeah, because there's still the whole thing about going to Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm not going to Louisiana anytime soon.
Yeah, I think until we're told, okay, people from Louisiana can come back without having to quarantine.
Yeah,
I will probably, you know, I don't know. Does Texas Open equal Harris County Open? Lena has been pretty strong and smart against Abbott from NASA Nerd. Because he basically revoked a lot of the stuff she did. I still think I have one bitch, though. Like, this morning, I really wanted to... I've been craving friggin' breakfast tacos forever. So I went to my breakfast taco place, and everybody was standing 6 feet apart, and there were only, like, four of us in line, or I guess by the time I left...
Were you bros?
Yes. Okay. And, boy, they were so good. Oh, my God, I miss those. But of the six people there, guess how many of us had masks on?
Two.
Yep. The lady in front of me and me. And
what about the people working?
People working had them. I'm talking about people in line.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about people who were out. And I'm just like, man, I'm staying 10 feet away from those knuckleheads. It's not a big deal, guys. And plus, I have some cool masks now. So, but yeah. And then, of course, as I was leaving, a bunch of police officers got there, and they all had theirs on. But just general public, yeah, four people didn't have them, and two of us did.
That sucks. And
fortunately, I was behind in line with the lady who had hers on, so I wasn't anywhere near those other guys. But it's just
she was a human shield, basically.
Yeah, basically
between you and the virus.
That's right. She was inhaling the virus through her mask for me.
She took one for the team, is what she did.
I thank her for her sacrifice.
That's right.
But
God bless her.
But you know, I don't know if these stats are right about how much the masks help, but I feel better wearing one, and that's all that matters. And you know, but I'm loathe to go back anytime soon if that's going to be the case. And I know you can't have somebody at the door saying, "Hey, you can't get in without a mask." But
you can actually.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Just like you can have a sign that says no shoes, no shirt, no service, and you're not going to let people in there topless. I mean, it's not unprecedented.
It's not like people are going to quit going there because that is one of the most popular places in the city. So, you know, I don't know. I think little stuff like that is just irritating to me because it's just not a big deal. And I know you handsomes out there don't like it, but... You know, that's so we said the Louisiana quarantine was lifted last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm still not going to the Nugget.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on that for a while because, you know what?
Sorry, Tillman.
Yeah, I know. I apologize, but I've got everything I need online right now since Jerry set up that poker thing and I've got horses. So I really don't need to be going to a casino anytime soon. So...
it's not like the Nugget is a place. It's not a destination for poker anyway.
No, I mean it's a decent cash room, but you know I don't know what their rules are going to be. Maybe somebody can text them to me if they're going to go.
It's Louisiana. They're not going to have rules. What's wrong with you?
409 said Fred should always cover his face. I'm with you.
Yeah, Fred's going to continue wearing masks long after the pandemic ends.
Yeah. And some poor woman's going to be fooled one day. She's going to say, "Wow, you know, he looks kind of handsome." And then the mask will come off and she'll go, "Damn, how did that happen?" So somebody said they went to Fiesta the other night and you couldn't go in without a mask. Yeah, a lot of stores are doing that.
Costco's doing it.
Yeah. And somebody asked, isn't the mask requirement going to end soon anyway? I don't think so. But who knows? But
well, I mean, is there a requirement necessarily? I mean, if people are just not wearing them, it doesn't sound like there's much of a requirement.
Well, it's just they agreed not to enforce it.
I mean, it's basically a strong recommendation is what it boils down to being.
Well, it's just a common sense recommendation.
That's the way I look at it.
Well, hey, before we get too deep in the segment, you want to give your UFC picks to the people before the fights start?
Yeah, I tweeted them out. So if you don't get on them, if you don't write everything down, that's fine. But I'm going with Ike, our boy Ike Villanueva, easy for me to say. +140. I've got him by TKO KO +240. I've got Brad Kelleher +170. I've got a Morales Simone parlay +164. Lins Arlovski under 2.5 rounds. That's -137. Dober -125, St. Preux Rothwell over 2.5 rounds +107, and then the main event under 1.5 rounds +158.
Ooh, a lot of pluses there.
That's anytime you're betting a plus minus like a fight sport, you're obviously you're looking. You don't want to have a card full of minuses. It's hard to make money that way.
Yeah, and really, like, I don't like to bet any fights unless I'm getting a plus price, or it's just way too good of a price on somebody who should be a lot lower. Like,
yeah.
I'll eat minus 150 on somebody who should be minus 250.
Yeah.
But
that's rare, though.
Bama Papa Joe said it was worth wearing a mask to get my hair cut. 70s hair is gone.
Hey, congratulations.
I got the 80s hair going. Yeah, I got the 80s hair going. I'm loving it. I got the whole Lebowski thing happening. So, and someone three says the mask order was only supposed to be for 30 days, but a lot of stuff you have to adjust, man. And as long as it's still out there and being spread, I say wear them. You know, wear them in public. It's not that big a deal. And, you know, I know they're uncomfortable. My new favorite thing is, I don't know if you saw this weekend, but this whole Twitter trend started where women were saying, now men know what it feels like to wear bras. I'm like, well, okay, except you also have to wear the mask. Where's the advantage here?
Although, you know? By the way, listen, I don't care if you wear a bra or not, ladies. Do what you want to do. I'm free the nipple. You want to let it fly, let it fly.
Yeah. Just
I'm not oppressing your breasts. I'm not an oppressor of breasts.
But, yeah, I mean, do what you want to do with that. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, show it off, gals.
But if this is we're supposed to sympathize with you now, it's like, hey, I got to wear the mask too. You got to wear the mask. Where's your advantage?
Yeah, you're not winning. You're not beating me on this one.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, I really don't know how you feel.
Guess what, ladies? You still have to sit on coronavirus-covered toilets when you pee. We can stand up.
Yeah, but I don't know if you noticed this, but women are
poop standing up, by the way.
Women are getting it far less than men.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you've seen that.
Well, hey, if you're a single guy, that ups your odds, you know?
Well, theoretically, if
we're looking at the worldwide ratio, the surviving men are going to have a better shot.
I like it. I like it. It might it gives those of us who like wearing masks a chance down the road, because you know some of them are going to get pretty desperate. Just saying, ladies, maybe you shouldn't make so much fun of me. 713-780 ESPN. Cheryl and Beaumont keep saying, "Oh, come on, Bradley Cooper, Cheryl, you're great. Love you to death. You're the only person that's ever thought Bradley Cooper. Maybe old, degenerate, broken down Bradley Cooper.
Maybe.
All right.
Like I said, when she said it the first time, I said it's like if Bradley Cooper were drowned and left in a dumpster out in the sun for 3 weeks, that would be that's Fred.
If Bradley Cooper had sex with the Crypt Keeper, that would be me. So, all right, let's take a quick break. I'll get you those odds I was talking about when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. One of our loans just paid off.
One of our loans just paid off. See it go. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and I don't think Chad and Spring sent this to you, but he did to me. It's basically do face masks make sense? Let's explain it for dummies. If we all run around naked and someone pees on you, you get wet right away.
Yeah.
If you are wearing pants, some pee will get through, but not as much, so you're better protected. But if the guy who pees is also wearing pants, the pee stays with him and you do not get wet. Is that clear enough? Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, pretty much sums it up. Texter says Fred is the Bradley Cooper that hung himself in Star is Born.
Oh. Well, they didn't find him for like a week.
Yeah. Well, you got to tack that on. I do. Yeah, I wish I looked like Bradley Cooper. The only thing we have in common, he's got a pretty nice beak too, which you know for a handsome, that's a pretty good beak, I have to say. But there are a lot of handsome people out there with big beaks. Just not me. Asking for a friend says, Costco, I can find the story. Husband and son murdered a vet with four children for enforcing guidelines. I think that was in Michigan. I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
I thought it was a Target, but maybe it was.
Yeah, but don't remember. A little PSA, just saw two different cops pull someone over. First time in a week since all of us essential workers decided the speed limit is 95 miles an hour from Wachee.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've been out the last couple mornings because I'm back to being the wife's Uber driver. And there's a lot more people on the roads now than there were even a week ago. And, you know, and more people downtown. So I think everybody's starting to trickle back. I've been talking to my neighbors. None of their places want them back yet, but they think that's going to happen here in the next couple weeks. So I still think, you know, let's just go to June. And I saw the NFL expanded its, which is why people asking about the mask order being 30 days. Everything's got to be evaluated. And you change as you go. It's like the NFL initially was going to stop with the virtual training and start real training May 15th. They pushed that back to June 1st. So, yeah, I just wish people would stop thinking of this as a political statement one way or the other. Like, if a Democrat tells me this, I'm not doing it. Or Republicans are trying to kill people. And my goodness, guys, it's not like that at all. And 713 says a lot of people are going back June 1st. So
it's kind of the date I'm looking at.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense. But, you know, who knows? If we get a big outbreak or somebody at our station gets it, we might want to rethink that.
Right.
So I have some odds for you on the Texans.
All right.
Where they're expected to finish in the AFC South. According to BetMGM, they're the third favorite to win the division.
Eesh. That's not what you're looking for.
Indianapolis Colts 1.3-1, Tennessee Titans 1.6-1, your Texans 2.8-1.
Ooh.
All right, this is going to shock you, AJ. I think that'd be a pretty good bet because that's all they do, right?
Yeah.
The Texans win the division. That's their goal. Bill O'Brien brings it up every time he talks about his successes. So I kind of like that price.
Yeah. It's not bad. I think that any one of those, I think the Jags are going to finish dead last. But
yeah,
one through three, any other order, I wouldn't be shocked by any of it. So I don't know that I'm throwing money on any of that.
Yeah, I'm probably not, but I think I would pick the one with the highest odds.
Probably and so.
That happens to be your Texans. Now, I wish it was a little more than 2.8-1. If I could get 4-1 on them or 3.5-1, I'd probably do it. But Randy says Bradley Cooper is Rocket Raccoon equals Fred Fowler.
I think the Rocket is one of Fred's nicknames on Wikipedia.
No, it's not. And we don't need to be adding anymore.
The Syrian Rocket, they called him.
God. Oh, yeah, that has some implications that I don't want to get into. Man, you're going to get me in more trouble than Rick and Morty got into this weekend. Spoiler alert for your gym of the day. 713 says, people need to realize just because you're tired of coronavirus doesn't mean corona's tired of you. It's still out there. And yeah, we're all tired of it, man. I want the world back. I want us to get going again. Santos said, my truck tags expired last month and haven't been renewed. I just don't want a random in my truck right now. Do you think the police will understand?
They won't understand if they're pulling people over. But yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of people pulled over either.
Well,
of course, I don't leave my house very often.
Yeah, I don't either. When I do, it's, like I said, it's like 6:30 in the morning.
Walking distance for you.
It's not quite walking distance once it gets over 90 degrees, but, like when I drop her off, it's 6 minutes there, 6 minutes back. So I don't know. And maybe there's a police officer out there listening who can kind of tell me how, But you can get cars inspected and stuff like that. I took ours and got it inspected and just ordered the sticker in the mail. But, you know, I disinfected the thing after. And actually, the guys who did it, they disinfected the car before I got back in it. So.
I think we're going to do another one of those bio clean things that we did. We have another setup where people can come out and like first responders can get their car cleaned up, get the germs and stuff beat out of it.
That's awesome. So like their personal car, and if they've got a
from what I understand,
yeah,
and that stuff. I mean, it's a really easy process. I did it, and it really was easy.
4-9 says police have said they'll not issue tickets for inspection and registration for 60 days.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
Yeah, which makes sense.
All the more reason not to do it.
Yeah.
Because if they're not giving you tickets, then really what are we doing it for?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not cheap, especially, you know, I don't know, it wasn't cheap to get mine done, but, yeah. Someone wants to know, is the Villanueva pick more of a heart pick?
No, I think he's got a legit chance to knock this guy out.
And I love the him by knockout bet, because just from talking to him, he's not going to go out there. He basically told us what he's going to do. He's going to go after the guy. And if he's going to go down, he's going to go down swinging.
Yep.
So,
which that may be, it may be a better way. And I mean, I've already pushed the button, so I don't think my book is going to let me take back. But maybe a better way to play it would be the way I put Villanueva to win plus 140. Maybe, you know, fight doesn't go the distance would be a better investment than the plus 240, because if Ike loses, I don't think he's going to lose a decision. I think he's going to go out on a shield. But I also don't think Chase Sherman, as big as he is, I don't think that he has the power to knock Ike out. So, and neither one of them are even going to attempt a submission would be my guess.
What's the number on fight not going the distance?
Well, now you're going to make me pull things up.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to. There's 5 minutes before the thing starts. I'm just trying to help our people out.
Let's see here. Fight doesn't go to decision is minus 215. See, that's why
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it to me.
No.
If you want fight won't start round two, you can get that at plus 170. But yeah, I like my plus 240 there.
Yeah, I do too. I just I basically just piggybacked on three of your picks. So
all right, let's get it.
Just so you know, I've been reading the Score a lot lately, which is a pretty cool app. And I mean, they have a website.
I've used that app for a long time. Are they just now making a push or advertising or something? That's been my go-to, it was my go-to tracker app for, I'm talking about 8 or 10 years.
Well, it's funny because the wife has been making fun of me for not using it, because it started in Canada. And
right.
So she's had it for years. And so I finally broke down and got it. And I was like, hey, man, this is pretty freaking cool. They do a nice job. And but they had a story out that on the NFL MVP odds, and in their betting section, someone makes a case for Drew Lock at 100-1.
Stop.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah.
Don't mean to, you know, I love this app and I love the site, but Patrick Mahomes plus 400, Lamar Jackson plus 600. To me, that's good value on Patrick Mahomes. At 4-1, if you're really going to do that. But all right, let's the top five just real quick. Mahomes plus 400, Lamar plus 600, Russell Wilson plus 800. I think there's value there.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson plus 1200, Dakota Prescott plus 1400.
Boy, all right. If he can win the MVP this year, that'd sure help his him or Watson. That'd help their case for some money.
Yeah. Well, I think I would assume those guys are signed before then. But somebody said drop Bleacher Report for the Score app 6 months ago. Best decision ever. Yeah, I really, really like that app. All right, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out this shit. You serve a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, because I got more now. Always going for it, never pump. Fourth down, last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown. Hey.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!